الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم مغفرة وأجر عظيم. والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم. صدق الله. After explaining very many commandments of Allah تبارك وتعالى, then towards the end of all that, and before starting a new subject, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explains that those who observe the commands of bring Iman and observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, what great rewards there are for them. In this, the Quran Sharif is a complete different law book compared to other law books. Law books are usually only commandments. You must do this, you must not do that, etc. But encouragement, exhortation, that we don't find in law books. The Quran is completely different. Where it states the laws also, all the laws, and then it encourages on that also. And that encouragement is one particular thing for the akhirat. And that is what a person must keep his eyes upon. This worldly life is not the objective. It is the place to work. It is the place of imtihan and death. It is not the place of the result. Results will be in akhirat. Yeah, a person is subject to tests and trials, perhaps all the time also. And the results will be in the akhirat. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. اور کیا اور وعدہ کیا اللہ نے ایمان والوں کو. اللہ تعالی has made a promise to those who have brought ایمان. So this promise is first for those who have brought ایمان, whose ایمان is correct. Then that is very important for us to consider whether our ایمان is intact or not. As it comes, we are well aware in the hadith that a time will come when a person will be a mu'min in the morning, by the evening he'll have lost his iman. He'll be a mu'min at night, by the morning he'll have lost his iman. So whether our iman is intact or not. And as far as shirk is concerned, so there are two things, kufr and shirk. Both these things are totally abhorred by Allah Ta'ala. Kufr means to just believe. Shirk means to believe in Allah Ta'ala, but to associate partners with Allah Ta'ala. And in that we have to see that it is not just the words, may Allah forgive us all and have mercy upon us, but it is the reality. How much, for example, do we believe that Allah alone is the doer of everything? Or do we believe that our shops, our offices, our income, our medicine, our position, our money, etc., that these are things that they do things. They will fulfill our needs. Or is it that we believe solely that Allah Ta'ala will do? So that is very important, and very many other aspects of Iman also. And a person who is concerned about his Iman, and we can think for ourselves, how much do we think our Iman is in place? Perhaps we do think whether my namaz is in order, whether I'm making my five times namaz, but do we think whether my iman is in order? Many times we blurt out such things also. We talk such things, whether it is with our friends or the family, in arguments, etc. At times when we are extremely happy, what don't we speak out at that time? So a person must be very well concerned about that. So Allah has made a promise to those who have that correct iman, وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ, and who do righteous deeds also. All the actions also are correct. In there also we are found very, very wanting and negligent. Perhaps we do perform our namazes, but how much are we in our namaz? Or our thoughts far away from Allah Ta'ala? In the whole namaz, do we even think about Allah Ta'ala? The closest a person is to Allah, أقرب ما يكون العبد من ربه وهو ساجد. When he is in sajda, he is the most closest to Allah Ta'ala. But do we think of Allah Ta'ala when we are in namaz? All the other amal also we can think. For those people who are properly with that iman and amal is salihah, lahum maghfiratun wa ajrun azeem, ke unke waaste hai bakhshish aur bada sawab hai. There is great, great rewards for those people whose iman is in order and their amal is salihah. And also great reward, forgiveness also from Allah Ta'ala, because nobody can be perfect. We all will have our shortcomings. And at the same time, after all this, we must never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Always have mercy. Have hope in the mercy of Allah. And together with that, we have to also seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Regularly, tawbah istighfar must be a regular feature and admit our faults and our weaknesses in front of Allah Ta'ala. Many times it's difficult to admit our faults in front of other people, that I'm like this or I'm like that. But in front of Allah, who knows everything, and Allah Ta'ala is most merciful, most kind, so we should never lose hope. And we should never stop asking for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. So for those people, Allah Ta'ala has promised great returns in the Akhirah. May Allah Ta'ala make us of His mercy and kindness amongst those people. And may Allah Ta'ala bless us with those great, great positions, inshallah. And that we may our object be not be this dunya, but the Akhirah. And with that worry and concern, at least when we go to bed, we should go to concern. We should go to sleep with that concern. Otherwise, we should take our time regularly and make this muraqabah, that what will happen to me at the time of morn, in the qabr, on the day of Qiyamah, and the decision of Jannah and Jahannam, what will be my condition? So we should be very concerned, and together with that, our family also, our children also. We are responsible for that. More we are responsible for that than what we are to be responsible of giving them shelter, food, clothing, etc. Their need, that is what we are more responsible for. How much are we working in that direction? May Allah give us all the opportunity. SubhanAllah.